KOA News Time, 6:54. Now on Colorado's Morning News, the Fed looking to raise rates again this week.
And the market investors are hopeful, that this time around the central bank is showing signs of slowing those rate increases. Here to share more with us, it's our friend of the program, DayTradeFund.com's Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. Is there light at the end of the tunnel for this interest rate hikes? I feel like we ask you that question almost weekly.
You know, we went for an extended period of time, years and years and years, without any interest rate hikes or discussions or anything along that line. But it appears as though that there's going to be one that will be announced tomorrow by the Fed. Quarter point interest rate hike, which would be the latest in a long string of these. And, of course, one of the things that a lot of people are looking at from Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, is, okay, what sort of a feel can you give us on, you know, how the future looks with regards to, is the Fed still looking at trying to raise interest rates more and more as we progress through the week or through the year? So, because there's still a community out there, I don't agree with them, that suggests that we will see a pause in interest rate hikes and actually a reduction to follow. And these are the people that were so addicted to the interest rate cuts before. They're anxious for us to get back to those days. I just don't see it happening anytime soon, but hopefully the Fed chair will kind of give us some light on that as we progress through the next couple of days.
Well, Jay, let's say that the Fed does follow through with a quarter point increase in interest rates. How do the markets react to that? They like it or not?
Well, it's already baked in. So right now they're expecting that. So if they come out with that announcement, Pat, I don't think there's going to be any movement one way or another on Wall Street. Now, if there's a quarter point hike and the Fed chair comes out and says, look, we may have to increase it as we progress, or we have data that suggests that inflation is going to be a bigger issue than what we thought this year, and we may have to do more. That sort of stuff, when it catches investors off guard, obviously will have an adverse impact on the economy. Right now, we're not looking for that. So we're kind of looking for, let's hope, a real boring week where everything kind of falls the way it's supposed to. Maybe some good surprises. We'll take those, but we'll leave the bad surprises behind right now, because coming off of the year we had last year with Wall Street and the markets, we're kind of looking for hopefully a better year this year. So any good news we can get along the way is certainly going to help out.
It's a real odd back or forth with the economy. We see that it's grown at 2%, but we're trying to slow it down. Jay, what do you make of that?
Well, I think right now the Fed is measuring what they've done based on what they're seeing in the economy itself. So right now, and again, history is going to be the best reflection here, Marty, of exactly how well of a job they've done. They're saying that things are pretty much responding as they had hoped. They know the economy is slowing, and they expected that, and they said they were even okay with that if the increased interest rates slowed the economy a bit, because what they were trying to avoid was any sort of inflation slash hyperinflation that might take off and really create some serious issues for the country. So at this point in time, most people are pleased with what they've seen. The only real question that's yet to be answered is how much longer are these interest rate hikes going to continue? At what point might there be the peak? And then down the road, what would it take Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for you to consider maybe reducing some of these and seeing a little bit of a reduction as we move back? It's had some impact, obviously, on the housing industry and other types of things. But for the most part, it's not having as serious an impact as what a lot of people speculated when these started going up. We still see housing shortages in a lot of areas that seem to be not even reflecting the fact that the interest rates are considerably higher than where they have been. So a lot of these moving parts are going to eventually kind of settle down and give us a pretty good picture of where things are at. But right now, I mean, it's the Fed seems to be pleased, and that means Wall Street's going to be pleased, and you know, the numbers certainly reflect it.
Jay, we've got Friday job report coming in for the month of January. Any surprises expected there?
Well, we came off of 223,000 jobs created in December, and right now the analysts are looking for 185,000 in January. We're supposed to get that report this Friday at 8:30 Eastern time, and certainly if that number's higher, that's going to be good. But of course, if it's too good, then the concern is going to be, okay, will the Fed have to act, overreact, or anything like that if there's a surprise in that report? I don't think so, but as long as it's, you know, 200,000 or less, I think that's going to be good news that the market will respond well. Obviously, we have to see what kind of jobs are being created, part-time or spare-time, and what the average hourly wage is. There's a lot within those reports, but we'll see what that's going to going to have, and that's going to cap off what could be an interesting week this week.
DayTradeFund.com. Learn more of Jay's wisdom. It's friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
My pleasure.
The news coming up next, but first let's go to the Horseshoe Blackhawk KOA Traffic Center in the Jetcopter. Let's get the latest report from Dave Hunter.